3.4
Challenge 1. Approach a stranger. James suggested that I talk to guys in bookshops, mainly because I love books, but also because, as he pointed out, bookshops are a nice calm space to start a conversation, much better than a packed tube train. So, I had a go, but it was absolutely terrifying. I tried smiling and saying, "Oh, that one's very good," but it just didn't feel natural at all. And even though a couple of guys responded positively, I just couldn't move from "that one's very good" to natural conversation. So, in the end, I left the shop with zero phone numbers and more books to gather dust on my shelves. I can sort of see how this method might work for some people, but I'd still rather use my thumb and my phone. I'd give this challenge 2 out of 5. Challenge 2. Try a new activity. Okay, so my next challenge was to try something new. And I thought I'd take my housemate, Charlie, to a club that had mini golf. This challenge was Hayley's idea, and she suggested I shouldn't use conventional chat-up lines like, "I don't know, do you come here often?" and that I should try and be as natural as possible. Anyway, so after our game of mini golf, I managed to catch the eye of a guy who was sipping a pint of beer across the bar. He was tall and had dark hair, my typical type, in fact. I remembered Hayley's advice, and I walked over to him, with Charlie to help me feel more confident. And I told him that Charlie and I had a bet to guess his name. Of course, our guesses were all wrong, and we ended up laughing hysterically. He turned out to be called Rob. Our idea was Harold. And though I was nervous talking to him at first, it quite quickly felt as easy as talking to a friend at a party. And guess what? We exchanged numbers and have been chatting online ever since. So I definitely recommend trying something new, outside of your comfort zone. 5 out of 5. Challenge 3. Go to an event for singles. I decided to go to a singles event because I thought that before dating apps existed, these must have worked. I sort of imagined there'd be professional people who live in London, a bit like me, people who'd signed up because they were too busy to go looking for dates, or perhaps who were also fed up of apps. So, as soon as I got there, I had 2 glasses of wine, and that meant I was happy to chat with pretty much anyone, but the awkward atmosphere was painful and sort of embarrassing. No one was talking. They were just standing in small groups of either men or women and sort of looking round at the others in the room. Anyway, I plucked up the courage and went up to a couple of guys, but they both made it clear that they weren't interested in me. And then I tried chatting to another guy eating a burrito, but he seemed more interested in the burrito than me. So I felt like a bit of a failure, and to be honest, I'd only give singles events 1 out of 5. Challenge 4. Ask a friend to set up a blind date. A blind date is one of the most classic dating techniques I could think of, so I texted a few friends and asked them to set me up. They took ages, but after a while, I finally managed to get a friend to organise a date for me. She gave me his first name, which was Tom, and a photo, and told me to head to a restaurant that night at 7:30. Of course, I really wanted to look him up on every social media site in order to prepare, but then I reminded myself that this was supposed to be real life. But because I knew nothing about him, I got way more nervous than before any other first date I'd been on. Tom was a bit late, but we immediately got chatting about American politics, and I think I was probably more myself than I'd ever been on a date from a dating app. The fact that we didn't know anything about each other meant we discovered things on equal terms, and that was a nice change. And he was funny and asked interesting questions, and all that showed me that dating in real life can be fun. And I'd only just left the restaurant when he texted me to say that he'd had a great time. So that was a good experience. 4 out of 5.